Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Lincoln Stars take game number one in this series by the score of 7-2. It's time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. You would not have expected this game to turn out with a 9-goal total between the two teams the way the first period went. There were plenty of shots on goal, but only one that got by. The Stars had it at 15:33 of the first period. An initial shot by James Jurcev blocked. It came back to him. He shot again. That time hit the post, but that created a rebound chance for Brennan Ali to knock in Ali's goal, assisted by Jurcev as well as Jared Mangan, making it 1-0 Lincoln at 15:33 of the opening period. The Blackhawks tied it up on the first power play for either team in the game. Lindbergh on right wing, snaps it behind the Stars net around the perimeter. Erdman left wing corner, reversing it back the other way. Pionk alone along the right wing boards with it. Final seconds on the power play. Pionk for Rinzel. Here it comes. He scores! Here come the Hawks. It was chipped on the way. Maybe off a Star player, maybe off a Blackhawks stick, but Rinzel unloads, and the puck had enough, even with the tip, to get past Whitehead for a power play goal. First goal of the playoffs after 9 during the regular season for Sam Rinzel, assisted by Aaron Pionk, as well as an assist on that goal to Griffin Erdman. And the Hawks were back even 1-1. But the score at one each way only lasted for 28 seconds. The Stars went back in front on a controversial goal that really tilted this game in their favor the rest of the way, certainly the way the scoring went, but just a huge turning point in the game to score, and particularly the timing and the way that they scored to go back in front at 2:48. The puck was lifted through midair, landing in the Blackhawks' zone. The Stars got control of it. The first try by Keaton Peters was stopped, but then Peters collided with Emmett Crotto, knocking him out of the crease. Puck left free, and it was an easy tap-in for Patrick Raftery. The Hawks very unhappy that the goal wasn't at least reviewed, but it was a good goal for Raftery, assisted by Peters as well as Tyler Dunbar at 2:48, making it Lincoln 2, Waterloo 1. And the Stars led the rest of the way, building on the lead with a couple of more in the period. 10:36, it was 3-1 Stars when a chance resulted from a shot from the right point by Boston Buckberger, redirected in by Klaus Weinbergs. Weinbergs the finish. Buckberger's initial shot, also an assist to Dashiell Oliver. So 3-1 at 10:36. Less than 2 minutes later, the Stars capitalized on a power play at 12:12 with a blistering wrist shot. Tanner Ludke from the left wing circle on the power play after it was kept in at the line by Boston Buckberger and Antonio Fernandez. They get the assist on the power play conversion for Lincoln, making it 4-1, which was the score at the end of period two. Lincoln added two more in the third, a 4-on-4 goal unassisted for Brennan Ali, putting one past Emmett Crotto in transition, shooting from the left circle. Ali's second of the game at 4:46. And then on a Stars power play at 8:32, Lincoln struck again. This time it was Klaus Weinbergs building on the lead. He was set up for his second of the game by Jared Mangan, as well as an assist on that goal to Cole Kressberg-Rosin. The Weinbergs power play goal made it 6-1. The Blackhawks did convert their next power play just over 2 minutes later. Clear to the line, not out. Pionk knocked it down. Moves up the wall a couple of paces, back to Rinzel, then to Caden Brown. Under a minute left on the power play. Brown shoots, it's redirected up and in by Griffin Erdman. A power play goal for the Blackhawks. So Waterloo now 2-for-4 on the advantage. It ends the string of Stars goals at 5 in a row. Looked like it might have been tipped by Griffin Erdman, but the goal credited to Caden Brown off of a Stars stick. The power play score at 10:49. It was assisted by Sam Rinzel and Aaron Pionk. That made it 6-2. Shortly after that, the Blackhawks lifted Jack Spicer, who'd come on in relief after the sixth Stars goal. They played about 5 minutes with an extra attacker, including a power play that made it 6-on-4. The Hawks did not score. And with seconds left on that power play, Lincoln got an empty net goal at the 16:37 mark. After a face-off win in their defensive zone, it was lifted down ice and ended up going between the pipes for Tyler Dunbar unassisted, shorthanded, empty net goal that capped the scoring, making it 7-2 Lincoln. The Hawks get both their goals on the power play. They finish the night 2-for-5. Lincoln was 2-for-3 on their power play chances. Waterloo outshot the Stars in both the second and the third periods, but could not get enough shots past Cameron Whitehead. They had plenty of shots, but not enough that got by, as Whitehead was very strong in net. 17-7, the shots on goal in the third in favor of the Hawks. For the game, it was 46-35 in the Blackhawks' favor. But Lincoln gets the win. The loss to Emmett Crotto, 6 goals against. He stopped 27 of 33. Jack Spicer with 1 save that he was credited with in 7 minutes of work. The empty net goal was the 7th Stars score. The win to Cameron Whitehead. He's credited with 44 saves on 46 shots. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Rakes, shovels, clippers. You'll be using all of that for your outdoor spring cleaning, and you can find it all at Ted's. And mulch, lots and lots of mulch. Better get an extra bag from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're to help, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. Saturday now, a must win for the Blackhawks, who need to get the series to Sunday. Otherwise, it's the end of the line for this year's Blackhawks team. That's the stark reality after a 7-2 Lincoln Stars win over Waterloo in Game 1 at Young Arena.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.